When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're my best friend.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
My favorite songs, the unforgettable Fire, as Louis continues to play some of my favorite music on this April 19th, my 57th birthday. My birthday. Big night tonight, Shabbat dinner at the Swanky Rockaway Hotel with my family. That's going to be fun. And then we'll see what the rest of the weekend has in store. The judge, Andrew Napolitano, is in every week at this time and does an amazing job. I kind of like you in Browns. I like the brown. I like
Thank you. But I got to tell you, I wish I were 18 again.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell
God
me.
God bless you.
I know, man.
The best of everything. Thank I wish you. I had known it was your birthday. Why didn't Justin tell me? I would have brought you more maple syrup.
I know. You owe me a bottle.
I do.
The maple syrup. And now Danielle makes these protein pancakes.
Oh.
And I drown them in Aunt Jemima, and I don't want to buy
Aunt
Jemima.
No, you don't want
anymore.
Aunt Jemima. Did you use up the jar that I already gave you?
Yeah, I used it up already.
You'll get another one next week.
All right. My daughter is reminding me, too, Ava. She's a big Taylor Swift fan. I hate Taylor Swift. I didn't always hate her. I used to love her. Liked her music. Me and Bernie both liked her.
Right.
Then she became friends with this Hadid animal, the one that Bradley Cooper is banging. And they give money to the Palestinians in Gaza. So
oh, God.
You're done, right.
She's going to endorse Joe Biden.
She's not going to endorse anybody, trust me.
Yeah.
She's not going to endorse. She hates Trump, but she won't endorse anybody. But today she does drop, I guess that's how kids say it, they don't release it, they drop it, some stupid album. I forgot the name already.
Tortured Poet.
How do you know that?
I think I just heard it on the radio.
You son of a bitch.
I am not a Taylor Swift fan.
Yes, you are. You're a Swiftie. Admit it, you're a Swiftie. Come
at
on,
my
Judge.
Age, I'm a Swiftie?
Hey, there are old people who are Swifties. You'd be surprised.
Right.
She
right.
does sing about Travis Kelce in this record, as if I care. So let me tell you, I've watched a lot of stuff along the way, 57 years today. I've seen a lot of trials. I've seen a lot of criminals come and go. I've seen people that were convicted of stuff they didn't do. I've seen it all. I have never seen anything like what Donald Trump is going through. This judge, this Mershon, is such a scumbag. Can't go to his kid's high school graduation, yells at him all day long, gag orders from the DA, yet Michael Cohen can go on television. Poor Trump is freezing. They got him in a room with the air conditioning way, way high. He's freezing to death. He's 77 years old. What they're doing to this guy is torture.
Well, the first I heard was the freezing was last night when he complained how cold it was in there. I don't know why they have air conditioning on in April. It's 45 degrees out right now. But that is probably beyond Justice Mershon's control. That's probably the facilities people in the courthouse. I thought he did a workmanlike job from a technical perspective of picking the jury. There was no politics. There was no rancor. I thought it would take 2 weeks. It only took a week.
Yeah, but he's, don't you think it only took a week because he's trying to rush this thing? They want to get some verdict in as quickly as possible to hurt Trump politically?
Even if that is the case, I didn't see any indication of unfairness to Trump in the choosing of the jury.
But what about this one nurse? And I brought this up with Idala, and she has since left. She ran away yesterday. She's scared. Whatever.
Right.
But she actually said, quote, no one is above the law. Now, Arthur Idala said to me, well, hold on a second. You didn't hear the whole thing, so maybe there was other context. He said, based on that comment, no one is above the law, you would think that, yes, she's there to hammer Trump. I go, well, that's all I heard. How could they possibly pick her? And they didn't until she left.
Right. Now, remember, the judge does not pick the jury. The lawyers do. Todd Blanch is an excellent trial lawyer. He has signed off on all 12 of these people. I might not have signed off on them, but I don't know the facts in the case the way Todd does. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I can give you an evaluation on what I'm now about to say in a week or two once they start presenting evidence. This case is so complex, so difficult for a jury to understand. This is not a case of bank robbery or assault that when you see it happening, you know it's wrong. This is something that requires level after level after level of explanation and understanding. Trump could skate. If he walks out of this courthouse acquitted, it's a badge of honor and a badge of courage, the likes of which he couldn't have paid for.
See, no one has said to me he'll be acquitted. To your point, it is very confusing. I had Alan Dershowitz on a couple of days ago because there's like state laws and federal laws, and somehow Alvin Bragg between state and federal came up with this nonsense case because it is nonsense. The only thing I've heard that could work in Trump's favor is a hung jury.
Well, a hung jury is in his favor, but nothing beats an acquittal. As Winston Churchill used to say, the greatest feeling in the world is being fired at and being missed. So they're firing at him now, and if they miss...
But in a courtroom in New York with this judge and this jury,
right?
How is it possible he could be acquitted? How?
Because the jury might not buy the government's theory of the case. The government's theory of the case is that bookkeeping shenanigans were used to mask two federal felonies.
So you're going to tell me, and you're as good as it gets, you're going to tell me that a trial in New York, and again, I love Donald Trump, okay, so I get it.
All right.
But you're going to tell me a trial in New York has the potential to be fair?
Yes. But I can, but that is just my gut instinct from all my years in the courtroom. And candidly, my years in the courtroom are all on the other side of the Hudson River. I did some work in New York before I was a judge, but not a jury trial. I will have a better feel for this once I see how the case goes in. It will rise and fall on two people, the cross-examination of Stormy Daniels and the cross-examination of Michael Cohen. And there is a treasure trove of material with which to Sid, you could cross-examine them.
I mean, did you hear what you just said? A porn star and a filthy, felonious attorney who's on TV every day. I mean, it's got to be a dream come true for Suzanne and Todd, no?
Yes. It's also very indicative to me of the weakness in the state's case because the state can't control its own witness. I have never seen a case where the state's principal witness is on the news every night blasting the defendant. He should be zipping his lip just like they're making Trump zip his.
That's right. I want to get to that because you just nailed it. Michael Cohen can go on TV and hammer Trump on MSNBC, but gag order after gag order after gag order. What happens next with the latest gag order? We're going to find out from the great judge Andrew Napolitano because that's coming up in a couple of days. Keep it right here. The judge on my birthday.
Come on, take me away. Come on, take me home. Come at me.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
So Collins, Easy Lover, as Louis continues to make me happy on my birthday. I love you, Louis. Thank you. Margaret Powers checks in. I love Margaret, the wife of Paul King. Paul running for Congress again in my neighborhood against that louse Gregory Meeks. Colleen Smith checks in.
Gregory Meeks is your congressman?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
He's not my congressman. What a combination. He's not my congressman, but he is my neighborhood, yes.
Wow.
Tim McCarthy. Love Tim McCarthy, former program director at WABC ESPN. He checks in. Mary Glynn, who actually runs the Rockaway Republican Party, she's checking in. Jack Manzo out there in New Jersey. He's the guy that made Jack Cittarelli a household name. Cassandra Watkins checking in. And the former Mr. CBS Radio Hall of Famer, my dear friend Dan Mason. This is a who's who that is texting me all morning long.
Well, you don't have a birthday every day.
I don't. But I guess most of them listen
every
day.
Actually, it's like a party here every Friday morning. The public should know that.
We do have a good time on Fridays. You're right. I love that. Man, when you lamp, it makes me so happy. Your lamp is like contagious. So cute.
Fox gave away an app with my laugh on.
They should.
They gave away a couple dozen. I walked into a restaurant on Columbus Avenue, one of those big places. I could hear myself laughing in the back. Somebody saw me, and they pressed the app, and they put it on speakerphone. It was hilarious.
They get these suicide hotlines, and people call, I'm going to kill myself. They should just play your laugh. They'll be so happy. I'm not going to kill myself. I want to listen to the judge. So last we talked, you said you don't get it. Neither do I. How does Michael Cohen... why is he allowed to go on MSNBC and whip the president, yet when Trump farts, they want to kill him? They said he's now broken the gag order 7 times, and you're telling me there's an actual hearing coming up?
This is why gag orders are profoundly unfair. This is why I'm proud to say I never entered one in all my years on the bench, primarily because they violate the First Amendment, but also because it's never fair. You silence one side, and the other side gets to say what they want. It's also very telling that the state cannot control its leading witness, because what he says on MSNBC, a slip of the lip, and there have been many, could be used to cross-examine him. Todd Blanche will say, didn't you say this last week? And the prosecutors will cringe because they weren't there. Now, what Trump has to worry about is this Tuesday, April 23rd. They're going to stop the trial for half a day and hold a hearing.
Why?
Did Donald Trump violate the gag orders because the government wants to lock him up? Now, he did violate the gag orders 7 times. It's up to Justice Merchan what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. That's the guy we need to count on?
That's the guy you need to count on. I doubt there'll be incarceration, but there'll be threats of it.
There'll be threats of it. Okay. Yeah,
see, here's the thing. You're the judge. You don't want people influencing the jury from outside the courtroom, whether it's Donald Trump or Michael Cohen. You don't want this stuff going on. So if you are going to enter a gag order, it should be bilateral. It shouldn't just be aimed at the defendant.
Got to tell you, Judge, man, whether it was Kaplan in the E. Jean Carroll case, Engoron in the ridiculous, repulsive A.G. Letitia James case,
or this
clown Marshawn, I mean, you know, the guy in Georgia, Scott, forget it, McAfee, you know, he stepped up a little bit, and, you know, at least he embarrassed Fannie Willis for a couple of days, but... These judges, man, they don't care.
Wait till the outcome. You might be praising Merchan 2 months from now.
I'll tell you what. There's a better chance I provide you with oral in front of Macy's window on New Year's Eve, okay?
Remember, Sid, you're the king of the Jews.
I am. Yes, I am. Now, Thursday, I believe, 2 days after this gag order thing, is another big day. Another day the judge will not allow Donald Trump to leave the courthouse, like for his own son's graduation. That is the immunization day, right? The
oral argument in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Correct.
On Thursday, which he's not allowing Trump to go to.
Correct. We'll have an indication which way that's going to go from the oral argument, or we might not. You can't always tell.
What do you think? What does your gut tell you? Because I spoke to, was it Idala? Takapina's coming on today, and he said his gut tells him it ain't going to be a win for Trump.
My gut tells me the same. My gut tells me the same, that the court is doing a favor to the legal community by deciding this once and for all. But all the cases up to this point have said no immunity for after you leave the White House.
Are you still as nervous, we'll let you on after this, about the Jack Smith case and the Georgia case, or has some of that real concern leveled off just a little?
It has not.
It has not.
It has not. I heard what Judge Cannon said yesterday when she declined to dismiss the case against his two co-defendants in Mar-a-Lago, and she was very stern. I'm not optimistic for Trump. I'm optimistic it won't be tried before Election Day, which means if he wins as president, it'll never be tried. If he doesn't win or something else happens, and that case is tried, it's the most dangerous of them for him.
The worst case scenario, we'll wrap up with this, in this New York case, is 4 years in jail. The best is probation, if he's convicted.
He is more likely to go to jail because he can't stop taunting the witnesses on social media than he is if he's convicted.
So he's not going to spend one day in jail if he gets convicted.
Correct. He's not a danger to the community. He has no priors. It's not a violent crime. Every indication is no jail, no matter what he's convicted of in this case. But he may spend a few nights downstairs if he can't stop taunting the witnesses. That will really get under the judge's skin.
But they said at one point he was intimidating the witnesses. I mean, come on. He's not John Gotti. Come on, man. He's got to say something under his breath. The guy, what do you want from the guy? He really is a caged animal.
I know he is a caged animal. I saw him last night, not in person. I saw him just as he walked out of the courtroom, and he was ready to explode. It was like 8 hours of irritation was coming out in 8 minutes.
I don't know what you want from the guy. It just seems completely unfair. Anyway, you are brilliant. You are great. And you're going to be on TV in a little bit.
Yep.
Tell the folks, too, about your amazing podcast.
Judging Freedom. We're up to 10 million a month. It's been I've been very, very blessed to have some very bright people on, ex-military, ex-CIA, and academics, explaining the world slightly different than mainstream media, and I'm very happy about it. We put up about 18 shows a week.
Wow. 18
so
shows
as soon as
a week.
Finish across the street, I'm not allowed to mention where I'm going across the street because the Catman will throw me out.
And me, by the way.
Right. But as soon as I finish there, I rush back to New Jersey to do two more shows this afternoon.
Good for you. Be done by Shabbos, of course.
Yes.
You're observant Jew. Don't be confused by Napolitano.
Yes, O King of the Jews, whatever you say.
I love you. Thank you for being
here. Love you, too. Happy birthday, my dear friend.
Yeah,
God bless you.
It's actually cool you're here on my birthday.
It is. You're getting your Christmas gift next Friday.
All right. Thank you. That is the great Judge Andrew Napolitano, who'll be across the street. You know what that means? And then he'll do his podcast, and then he'll be back next Friday with that beautiful laugh.